Well, there's a moment filled with emotional depth. Intense. Ah, mon courage, ma bonne donne. Tatiana Troyanas and the LPO, the London Philharmonic, revealing that moment of emotional collapse in that opera. It's a thriller. But it's also one of opera's quieter masterpieces, and it will be programmed very soon with the Canadian Opera Company, Massenet's Werther, a work that hasn't been seen at the Canadian Opera Company in 3 decades. Yes, and it's now returning in a brand new Canadian-built production. That's May 7th, running until May 23rd. Romantic infatuation spirals into dangerous obsession. And we are so thrilled to welcome one of the stars of this production to our jukebox line today. Soprano Simone Osborne joins us. She's singing Sophie and bringing that international experience and also her deep roots with the COC Ensemble Studio to this production. Welcome, Simone.
Hi, Daniel. So nice to speak with you today.
Likewise. Wow. Great to have your voice on air, finally. I'm so thrilled. This is a major work. It's not often programmed as much as others, of course. We started our show today with the meditation from Thais, that quieter side of Massenet. But what do you think about this opera? Why is it sort of sitting outside of the standard rotation, despite the incredible quality of the music?
Well, you know, I think the biggest hurdle with Werther is finding a Werther that can sing it and do it justice, because the music is absolutely thrilling, and it's a wonderfully relentless part for the tenor. The COC has really outdone themselves with Russell Thomas in the title role of Werther, and also Victoria Karkacheva in the beautiful role of Charlotte. You know, you really have to have two incredible leads who are amazing artists and, of course, thrilling voices to sing this music. And luckily enough, we've got them. So it might have taken 30 years, but it was worth the wait.
Oh, totally worth the wait. Yeah. And so let's go a little bit into the storyline. You mentioned some of the lead figures. Charlotte is alone. To tell me a little bit about that plot and Sophie's role, what you're also doing there. It's not quite the traditional love triangle as we find in other operas.
Exactly.
There's more restraint in this one.
Yeah, a little more. It's also not, maybe that's because the soprano is not at the center of the love triangle. It's a more reasonable mezzo.
That's rare.
Exactly. But the tenor is still there, so you'll know you'll get some drama.
Oh, yeah.
So Charlotte and Sophie have lost their mother, and Charlotte sort of takes care of this big group of young children. So the COC Children's Chorus is on stage for a lot of the opera, which is really wonderful. And they're wonderful little singing performers. And she's sort of taken on the motherly role, and the children just adore her. And she promised her mother on her deathbed to marry Albert, who is a very reasonable, upstanding, handsome, in this case. I can say that because he's my husband in real life.
Perfect.
Bass baritone or baritone. And so she promises to marry this reasonable, good match for her, good match for the family. And then Werther, this sort of artistic, deeply feeling tenor, shows up on set. And of course, drama ensues, and a very fast scene where they sort of leave the stage and come back madly in love, sort of like an Onegin or other wonderful big romantic operas. And I won't spoil the ending for you, but it is a tragic love story.
Oh, it's opera. Absolutely. We're used to that.
Exactly.
And so here you are in the middle. You have your husband on stage. You have Werther. And then you're this kind of light, optimistic character, just a counterweight to those more darker emotional worlds of Werther and Charlotte.
Exactly. And you really hear that in the music. I mean, in a very big way in Werther, you sort of feel these swooping feelings through the different scenes. They completely change from one scene to another. You'll have Werther sort of singing his heart out about his love for Charlotte. And then in the next scene, just with the change of the way that Massenet writes the music, there's a very restrained, lovely but understated feel when Albert and Charlotte come onto stage. And then every time, I sort of joke about it with Gordon, my husband, that every time I come on stage, there's sort of like twinkles in the orchestra.
Oh.
It picks up the pace, and it's lovely and bright and light. And it's a lot of fun to sing, I have to say.
Well, it shows in your voice. Tell me a little bit about working alongside your husband, Gordon Bintner, in this production. Does that change the rehearsal dynamics, or is it just another day at the office?
You know, funny enough, it doesn't really change the rehearsal dynamic all that much. You know, we've both been doing this so long and have worked at the COC lots, but we've also worked together a lot, and we've also worked separately a lot. So it doesn't really change the dynamic so much at work. It's the sort of at-home piece that is a little more complicated because we have two young children. So it's always easier when one of us is working and the other is with the kids. But it's very, very fulfilling to work together. So it's definitely worth the balancing act.
Amazing. You can get that to work. Yeah. Both family dynamics and professional dynamics. And I want to talk a little bit about you as well, because you stem from the COC, the Ensemble Studio. It's definitely shaped your career, your trajectory. And you also became one of the youngest ever winners of the Met Opera National Council auditions back in 2008. Yay.
That's right.
Congratulations to that. Wow.
Thank you. Well, it was very unexpected. I was a 21-year-old from Vancouver, BC, still in my undergrad at the time, and definitely did not intend on winning that competition when I entered the local round in Vancouver. But it really did spark my whole career and led me to meet Alexander Neef, who was the old general director of the COC, who's now in Paris. And it was through that competition that I had a lot of young artist programs from the States reach out and kind of offer me positions or inquire about my interest, because they had often been judges on the panel. And I'm so glad that I ended up staying in Canada and doing really the vast majority of my training, with the exception of a couple of summer programs in the States. Really, I'm sort of a Canadian trained artist, and I'm really proud of that. I, you know, now that we live in Europe and we spent almost 10 years now sort of singing and living in Europe, I'm really proud to have been trained here. And the fact that the level of training in Canada can do that for a person. I mean, it's the same for Gordon as well. He was a graduate of the Ensemble Studio and is now singing all over the world. And we're really proud of that fact.
What an experience. Absolutely. Absolutely. We're huge supporters of the Ensemble Studio. I've personally witnessed the auditions.
Oh, fantastic.
And it is absolutely world class. Absolutely. Well, we are so delighted you are taking part in this production. Thank you for sharing your thoughts, your background. And that production is coming to town May 7th until May 23rd, Werther Massenet's masterwork, and the New Classical FM is the official radio sponsor of the Canadian Opera Company season. That's at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. Get your tickets now at coc.ca. That's coc.ca. Okay, any closing thoughts for us here while we still have you?
Well, I just have to say, Daniel, truly, this is not to be missed, this production. The costumes are incredible. The sets, the voices, you just simply have to hear live on this one.
Terrific. Well, we're going to hear another voice here. We mentioned the tenor role. Juan Diego Flores takes on Werther in this one, Pourquoi me réveiller? That's a slight moment of breakdown here. Emotional intensity. Here he is with the Bologna Teatro Orchestra.